This is
For a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Sheikh Javed Akbari, the researcher on Islamic studies from Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to For a Better Life. I am going to speak about hypocrisy in this episode. Hypocrisy is undoubtedly one of the most detestable qualities. It is one of the most despicable and disgusting qualities. Hypocrisy has been sometimes translated or replaced with double standards. But of course, these are two different words that can be used in their different contexts. Hypocrisy is something evil. We come across people who have this, unfortunately, this evil habit and this evil trait. Such people are disliked, such people are despised and detested in public. Let me say one thing, and when it comes to the attribute of hypocrisy, it's an evil attribute. It is in man's nature to accept happiness and freedom and to upgrade itself to the highest degree of dignity. Yet, when man becomes polluted with lying, with violation of promises and breaching of agreements, hypocrisy finds itself a wide arena and is ready to penetrate such polluted natures. It's a very good thing to understand that in the absence of noble traits, it is the hypocrisy that finds its way into one's life. Hypocrisy advances in these circumstances until it eventually becomes an acute disease. Hypocrisy is not something that can be said that it was achieved or it was something person was born with. It is something that man can probably acquire in the absence of noble moral traits. Hypocrisy advances and penetrates into one's life in the absence of noble traits.
This is the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can listen to us at parstoday.com/en.
Hypocrisy not only prevents individuals from reaching the truth or even attempting to discover the truth, but it also becomes an indestructible dam placed on the path of acquiring noble characteristics. It's a big hindrance. It forms, in fact, an impediment preventing the individual from moving on, from acquiring, from achieving noble characteristics and noble traits. So it's a great hurdle. Of course, all that stands in the path of sensible conduct and all that stands in the path of psychological integrity and contradicts the life of happiness can be eradicated and can be destroyed if a person himself decides to do so, if a person makes up his mind. It is all depends on the individual himself as to when he makes up his mind to fight hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is a dangerous epidemic which threatens a man's honor and threatens man's dignity because it leads to irresponsibility, it leads to lowly traits, it leads to misery, it leads to a lot of evils. It's beyond my ability to enumerate the negative consequences and the impacts that it may have on the individual himself and on his relationship with other people. Because hypocrisy replaces the individual's self-confidence with suspicion, with pessimism and anxiety. And these are the consequences of hypocrisy. Those who are hypocrite, they lose, they cease to have any kind of trust. They will no longer be trusted by people around him. And no one is ready to interact with such people who are hypocrites. And those who reach this dangerous point in their behavioral misconduct convince themselves that they want the best for all people. And when this troubled person, you can call him hypocrite, deals with an unharmonious couple, such people present themselves as dear friends, as faithful advisor, and they present themselves as people who are good, as people who can be trusted, because they wear such face and they wear such things. They pretend to be such thing. But in reality, in the heart of heart, they have the evil intention. That's the reason why they are not trusted in the society. That's the reason people stay away from such people.
Let's have a break. We will be back.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Welcome to your program For a Better Life. One of the great scholars has said that enemies have the characteristics of being both coward and overt enemies. For animosity have just one color. I wish that friends were like enemies as far as pretense is concerned. Undoubtedly, friends that are hypocrites are worse than the common hypocrite. So, this is what he says. And he says this because the hypocrites are unable to win the hearts of those who he deals with. And he is unable to gain love and respect. His life is full of humiliation and disgust. His attempts to conceal the facts prevent him from living a secure, stable, and confident, and anxiety-free life. He is in constant fear of the inevitable discovery of what he really is. So that is what a hypocrite is. Of course, there's more to say about hypocrites, but time is over. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My brother, sitting in despair, you can make a change in a world where no one cares. My brother, you can light the way. Can be the promise for better and brighter days. My brother, let's make a vow today. We will keep on trying until our final day. We are a people strong with a vision so sincere. Our faith will carry a message loud and clear. Islam, the canopy, sheltering over land, uniting one another, together hand in hand.